Carm loves when we start his segments with his prom theme song. 1110, 720 WGN, WGN Radio Sports. It's Mark Carman. What's up, Carm?
Matt Bubala, I love every musical choice on the Matt Bubala show, damn it. Always good choices.
Of course you do.
Yeah.
You out walking the dog? It sounds like you're outside.
I am outside. I hope that is all right.
You're fine. No, you're fine.
Yeah.
How's puppy doing?
Well, thank you for asking, Matt. The puppy has been taken up to a fine house in Michigan somewhere, 3.5-hour drive. She's gone to summer camp, 3-week summer camp, to learn how to be the best dog that she can be, so also the Army. And she's learning things like stay, fetch, roll over, when and how to take a treat, things that, quite frankly, I was unable to teach young Poppy. And so we have enlisted a professional, and hopefully when she comes back, she'll be a much better dog because she was failing early dog school with Carm. So I'm hoping this is going to make a major difference in her life and mine.
Carm, are we dead serious that you sent your puppy away to a 3-week camp to learn how to be a better puppy?
Yes, we are.
Well,
we're serious, Matt. I'm slightly embellishing that it's puppy camp. I mean,
well, is he just at somebody's house, or is he really at a training facility for 3 weeks?
No. And there goes the motorcycle, so we'll get some extra action tonight. But, it's an expert trainer. Her name is Lily, and she's got two, like, 80-pound dogs in there that are her dogs. And then she takes in puppies like Poppy, and they all get along, and they learn socialization and lots of skills along the way. And it's an amazing experience. Poppy, judging by this Lily's TikTok and the pictures that we're getting, seems to me that Poppy's having a great time, Matt.
What if Poppy doesn't want to come home afterwards? What if Poppy's like, life with Carm wasn't that great? I like it up here in Michigan.
You know what was most interesting about that? The instant she got to Michigan, Poppy just instantly latched on to trainer Lily. Was out the door and ready to go. Like, you're old news. Thank God I knew I was going somewhere special, and this is my new best friend, and if I never see you again, it's okay with me.
Wow. That's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard when they grow up and leave the nest, Carm.
Yeah. Well, I had him, you know, I had her for 2 weeks, quite frankly, that was enough.
All right. Well, I just wasted half my time with you talking about this, although it's fascinating to me, and we're going to check in with you on that again. But here's why we wanted to talk to you tonight, of course, although we always love talking to you. This news that the Bears have put in a bid on Arlington Racetrack. Do you believe, and our buddy Dave Kaplan's all excited, Sylvie's all excited, all these people all excited about this. This is a bunch of crap. The Bears aren't moving to Arlington Heights, right?
Well, thank you. On the excitement level to David Kaplan, Mark Silverman, and everybody else in this city.
All these people that used to be stars at WGN, and then they go off and they lose all sensibility. I don't know what happens to them, Carm. Never leave, buddy.
The Chicago Bears belong in Chicago. They belong on the lakefront. They belong at miserable Soldier Field. Here they go. Everyone's having a great time.
Call the race for us while you're out there.
Yeah, I'm gonna adjourn to a different location very quickly here. It's bothering me. But look, they belong where they're at. And I love, my favorite thing of the whole process was Mayor Lightfoot jumping in there and saying that let's get to relevancy past October. Let's not act like anything's going to happen here. You've got at least till 2033. Although I am a little bit worried for the mayor and for those of us who want the Bears to remain in Chicago. The NFL, I'm guessing, would love the Bears to have a new state-of-the-art stadium, raising their franchise value, raising other franchises' values. So I wouldn't be surprised if, like, the NFL literally stepped in and paid their lease. So I'm not sure how much leverage good old Mayor Lightfoot and the city has.
Yeah.
So, I'd be a little concerned.
Let's face it. If the Bears bid on this, so let's say it's real. If the Bears bid on this and they get it, so it takes about a year for that to happen, right? Then they got to decide, what are we building here? Then they got to negotiate with Arlington Heights, because the last thing is The McCaskies aren't going to say, and now we're going to spend $2 billion to build a stadium. They're not going to want to do that. They want somebody else to build the stadium, clearly, right? They don't want to spend that money. They want a good lease deal and make all the money from being there. So now you got to try to get Arlington Heights and surrounding communities that may benefit from this to build some ridiculous monstrosity in Arlington Park with a dome on it, right? So we can have the Final Four, so we can have a Super Bowl. All of those things have to be part of it. I mean, listen, if the Bears were ever going to leave town and go somewhere, this is probably the perfect place to do it. There's enough acreage there. There's been success in the past at having some big facility. There's a metro stop right there, which would be insanely convenient. So if they're going to do it, yeah, that's a great place to go. I still think it's just ridiculous, the idea that you'd move out of the city unless you absolutely have to. We got to take a quick break. More on this with Carm next, 720 WGN. WGN. We got a few more minutes with our friend Mark Carman here on WGN Radio, when he's from WGN Radio Sports. We're talking about the Bears and this threat to move to Arlington Heights. Mark, you mentioned Mayor Lightfoot. I'm going to get more into Mayor Lightfoot after you got to go at the bottom of the hour, because I do want to talk about that a little bit more. But it is noted by many articles that it's not the Tribune has a big thing about the Bears have threatened to leave many, many times over the years. And it's funny, you know, listen, I agree with you. I don't want the Bears to leave Chicago. I don't want to. I love Arlington Heights. It's a great place. I love that track, and I'm very sad that it's leaving. But I don't want the Bears to be from Arlington Heights. I also don't like the big, huge scoreboard at Wrigley now. I hate how that looks. I hate that the Blackhawks left the old Chicago Stadium. Things do change, and we have to, and God knows the old Comiskey Park was a million times better, you know, historically, right? What it had and what it offered in the character of the place. So change happens, and frankly, the Bears, it's not like, oh, they've been in Soldier Field for 100 years. They've only been there since, like, you and I were born, right? Since, like, I think 71, I read today, was their first year there, which is crazy to think they've only been there for 50 years, because it was our entire lives, so that's all we know. But they probably still played more games at Wrigley than they've ever played at Soldier Field, right?
Yeah, and if we go to current model of Soldier Field, it's, what, 2003 that they came back from Champaign? So we've had the spaceship for less than 20 years.
Has the spaceship been there that long already? God, I feel like it hasn't even been that long. That's crazy it's been that long.
It is amazing how fast time flies. But this is why we get along, Matt Bubala, because everything you just said, I'm 1,000% with. Give me old Wrigley Field. In fact, give me day game. Let's go all the way back to that. Give me
I would take that,
donut.
Too. I want right, Bill I mean, Buckner on the Tarco sign in right field.
Right, right. Let me go to Wrigley Field and pay $8 for a bleacher seat. Give me Ronnie Woo.
Day of game sales only.
Right. I mean, come on. It was so much better back then, at least in theory. But, you know, time does march
God,
on.
God, are we
now
a couple of old men on the porch crabbing about the youth today, aren't we?
Yes, that's true. Like, listen, like the scoreboard's cool, and the old scoreboard's still there. You know, paying $246 or $293, I think, for a box seat for the best games at Wrigley Field is straight robbery of Cub fans, and the Cubs should be embarrassed. By the way, that every single game that you can go on StubHub and their tickets are being sold for half price.
Straight yeah, because there's some season ticket holders having trouble unloading their tickets, Carm.
Right, right. I can relate to this, Mubala. but it's, you know, your most loyal customers, they're charging double. That's just not how it should work. But thank you for letting me get that out on the radio. I feel better right now. But so, you know, the Bears, listen, I was a vendor at Old Soldier Field. I saw the nasty concoction that was the hot chocolate, which I never would have drank in a million years, but walked out there and sold it for $6 a cup or whatever it was. The prices at Soldier Field were always the worst in all of Chicago because of the Park District or whatever the reason was. And that place was a total dump. And new Soldier Field, if you will, a renovated Soldier Field, a lot nicer, but it was kind of amazing to me that they jammed this thing in there, which a lot of people didn't like, but I thought it was a huge upgrade as far as the sight lines were concerned.
Well, I'll tell you what. There's two things with Soldier Field. you go outside of Soldier Field and you look at it and you think, this is a monstrosity. What the hell were they thinking? You go inside of Soldier Field and you think, this is an incredible place to see a football game.
Right, right. 400 level way up top. You're not that far away. It's, you know, you're enjoying a Bears football game. How do you get there? Pain in the ass. You know, no, there's no parking. And even like, you know, you want to take public transportation? Great. Where are you getting off? I mean, you got to, yeah. You basically, you got to go to a bar and get on a shuttle and have the, you know, the school bus take you over there. So it's far from ideal. And of all the things, like, you know, that you just named, Old Comiskey, number one, far and away, Chicago Stadium, I still weep thinking about that.
Yeah.
This will be, for me at least, like the least painful loss, but it'll still be a little bit of a loss that you got to go out to Arlington Heights. But, you know, whatever. The San Francisco 49ers, they play in Santa Clara. I mean, it's all over football where these teams that are in cities don't actually play in the city.
Yeah.
And the Bears will just be one of those teams.
I think if it happens, I do think it's really just a ploy. You know, they're in negotiations right now. I do think it's a ploy because they're in negotiations to get things upgraded at Soldier Field. And so this is a tactic, of course, you're going to use, just like the Cubs threatening to go to Rosemont unless they get more night games, whatever. Although it was different because Wrigley Field actually valuable, Soldier Field not. I don't know what kind of upgrades they're going to get because they just spent so much money on that stadium not even 20 years ago. I don't know how much improvement you could get other than ways that the Bears can make more money, which I'm sure they'll try to negotiate. But I don't see the McCaskey family, unless the NFL is going to put up money. Do you think Arlington Heights is going to say, yeah, we'll give you $2 billion and just let you play here for free, you know, to build the stadium? They need a huge stadium. And for any city, if they're going to do it now, or maybe they're going to try to pressure the state into doing it, I don't know who's going to pay for it. It's not going to be the McCaskeys. For it to be really worthwhile for anybody, it's got to be a dome, right? Because you got to be able to have other stuff there. There's a few concerts sometimes at Soldier Field, or there's Bear games, or I guess the Fire, or whatever, but there's not that much going on there. Who builds this stadium unless they can dome it and bring the Final Four and bring the Super Bowl or other things there? Otherwise, it's not worthwhile, don't you think?
Yeah, and that's the other interesting part. Like, and how often do you get the Final Four? Once every 15 years? So you're right, by the way, because at least by all the reports, the McCaskeys are not, you know, they've got enormous wealth in the value of the team, but they're not selling the team. Yeah. They might not exactly have, you know, a couple billion laying around to create this monstrosity of a stadium and real estate and casinos and whatever else they're going to do. The other thing, too, by the way, what about Bear weather? We're putting a dome on it, and it's, you know, it's December, and we're going to be sitting indoors now. That doesn't feel like the Chicago Bears.
That idea does suck, but dollars talk, right? I mean, if it was a money play, I think that the family probably would give up Bear weather. I mean, the Vikings have played indoors forever. Thank God the Packers don't, but I don't know. I could see the Bears. It would be sad. It would be very sad for the Bears to give up playing outdoors.
I mean, maybe they would play one outdoor game just for fun. I don't know, but probably not. It would just be, you know, time marches on, and when Bubala was 10 is no longer. And, yeah, we play indoors now. And everybody likes to go in December, and it's, you know, we can drink a beer, and it's 72 degrees, and everybody has a drink.
I mean, there would be a benefit to that. I'm not going to argue with that, because when I think about going to see Bears-Packers, I want to go see Bears-Packers in October. I don't want to go see Bears-Packers in December. I'll agree with that.
Right, but see, at 10 years old, you're like, sweet, December, Dad, can we go?
Come on, let's go, it's fine. Yeah, now I'm like, yeah, dude, you know what, football? Football looks really good on a TV. That's what football does.
That's the other side of it, too. Like, I don't go to Soldier Field. You know, I sit with Hampton OB or whatever. Right. I sit by myself. Like, I'm not, this is not going to impact me in any way, shape, or form. But I will still fight for the right for it to be in Chicago.
Hey, it's Sears Tower, it's Comiskey Park, and the Bears belong at Soldier's Field. And we're going to throw the extra S on it just to let you know that that's how we feel.
And it feels good to be that level of passionate, loyal. If you want to throw Meathead in there, feel free. But it just, listen, that's where I'm at. I like a stadium that smells like urine.
Bring me a trough.
Exactly.
No doors on those stalls. Come on, people.
much more efficient to trot. You're in, you're out, you're back at it. That's how it should be. I don't want to wait in line.
And always a possibility of some drunken fool falling right into it. And that makes your weekend. That's a story you'll tell forever.
And you have great conversation at the trot every time. There's some, you know, or you walk all the way to the end and you get a peaceful. You have a great option. You could either swing into that's probably the wrong word, into a bubala, or you can go solo by the exit there if you're willing to take the walk.
You've thought about this a little bit too much, but I get it.
Yeah. Well, these things happen at 11:30 on a Friday. I think it's okay.
So we got 1 minute left. If the Bears left Soldier Field, went to Arlington Heights, whatever, you and I are sitting on the porch having a beer. We're 80 years old and we're crabbing about everything. What's the one thing that you regret the most? That they tore down the old stadium? What's the thing you'd look back at and go, you know what they shouldn't have done? They shouldn't have done this. You only got one.
Honestly, on that one, it would just be the driving by on Lakeshore Drive and looking at I still get a little bit of pride driving by it. So
that would be the biggest thing out of all the things that have changed over the years. The biggest thing to you would be the Bears leaving Soldier Field?
If we're just talking about the Bears, yeah.
No, I'm talking about Chicago sports. And now we're out of time. So now we'll have to save it for next time. Now you got time to think about it, Carm.
The stadium, Bobala.
The stadium. Stadium was a great place. All right, Mark Carman, WGN Radio Sports. Have a great weekend, buddy. Thank you so much for being with us, as always. Let's get you into the News Nation newsroom right now on 720 WGN.